News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former FBI Director James Comey has been charged with lying to Congress.
I have no idea what's going to happen.
President Trump earlier in the day about the prospect of an indictment, but the criminal case was filed days after Trump singled Comey out in a social media post, complaining that the Attorney General had not yet brought charges.
I can only say that Comey's a bad person. He's a sick person. I think he's a sick guy, actually. He did terrible things at the FBI.
Comey's the first former senior government official involved in the investigation into Russia's 2016 election interference to face prosecution. He posted a video declaring his innocence and citing the costs of standing up to Trump. President Trump has announced more tariffs, 100% on pharmaceutical drugs, 50% on kitchen cabinets, 30% on upholstered furniture, and 25% on heavy trucks, all to start October 1st. The Commerce Department upgraded its estimate of second quarter economic growth to a surprising 3.8% annual pace. And Ed Donahue reports an outside review has revealed flaws in the response to January's deadly wildfires around Los Angeles.
More than 30 people were killed. The Eaton and Palisades fires destroyed thousands of homes in Altadena and Pacific Palisades. The independent after-action report says there were delayed evacuation warnings because of a lack of resources and outdated policies. Interviews with survivors and an AP analysis of available data shows evacuation orders for some neighborhoods of Altadena came long after the houses burned down. Similar delays were reported in Pacific Palisades. The report also says first responders and incident commanders were unable to consistently share information because of unreliable cellular connectivity and other issues. L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barker says this isn't about pointing fingers. It's about learning lessons, improving safety, and restoring public trust. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. So what's your favorite place to watch a movie? Donna Warder reports a new poll finds habits shifting.
A new poll suggests that Americans would rather watch a movie on streaming from the comfort of their home instead of sitting in a movie theater. About three-quarters of adults surveyed by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say that over the past year, they've watched at least one new movie at home on streaming instead of in the theater. About two-thirds of those surveyed say they've seen a recently released movie in a theater in the past year, and only 16% say they've gone to the theater at least once a month. Some people surveyed say they prefer streaming a new movie at home because of the convenience, even if it means having to wait a month or two or even longer after the movie hits the theater. They also cite the rising cost of a movie theater ticket. Donna Warder, Washington.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.